I'd like to call administration finance issue committee to order right now 8 o'clock Thursday, September 15th. Roll call, please.
Roll call, Director Ta.
I'm here.
Director Yeo.
Here.
Director Nguyen.
Here.
Director Ro.
Here.
Director Mendoza.
Present.
Director Whitaker.
Here.
Director Ma'ai. Director Ma'ai.
Here.
Director Green.
Oh, sorry.
Director Green. Director Bilodeau.
Present.
Director Sheldon. You do have a quorum of your committee.
So much. Next, is there any items received too late to be agendized?
There are none.
Thank you. Visitor participation. Do we have any member in the public who would like to speak? Don't see any hand raised. Next, we have consent calendar. May I have a motion?
I'll make the motion, Director Yeo, to approve
the consent calendar.
Thank you. We have a motion and a second to approve the consent calendar. Roll call vote, please.
Director Ta?
Yes.
Director Yeo?
Yes.
Director Nguyen?
Yes.
Director Ro?
Yes.
Director Mendoza?
Yes.
That motion carries with 5-0.
Thank you. Next, we have matters for consideration. Budget to actual report for fourth quarter fiscal year 21-22.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chair. We have Melissa Ochoa giving this report to the committee this morning. Melissa.
Thank you. Good morning, Board President and fellow committee members. Is my screen visible?
Yes.
Okay, great. Thank you. Okay, we'll be presenting our operations budget to actual for the fourth quarter year ending June 30th, 2022. Our first slide here on attachment A is our operating expenses for the year with our budget versus actual. Our total revised annual budget rested at $165 million, and our actual came in at $156.7 million, with $8.2 million less than planned for the year. I highlighted our general fund, which is our 21 cost centers. We're at $4.3 million less than planned. And this is primarily due to a few cost centers that came in lower than planned on their expenses, specifically our research development department, water production, and hydrogeology, which I'll go into detail on the next slide with further details on that. Our next item here is our debt service. We're about $3 million less than planned. And this has been primarily consistent in relation to our interest rate variable debt. We, on average, the interest on our variable debt is about 19 basis points for the year. However, our budget is reflected at a flat 2.75%. Our replacement and refurbishment is $1.7 million less than planned. And this is primarily due to a couple of things. We have smaller projects in our water production department that came in less than planned, about 700,000 in total. And then we also had budgeted a bulldozer for our Prado wetlands operations for about $770,000, and that didn't get purchased this year. PFAS O&M here. This is a new line item this fiscal year. We were under budget $1.5 million for the year. And the district had initially budgeted our PFAS treatment systems for 8 producers to come online this year. However, later this year, we only received 4 online this year, and those O&M costs came in less than planned. Water purchases were $2.4 million more than budget. And that's primarily due at the beginning of the year. The district did not initially budget for water purchases for the MET imported untreated water due to the lower groundwater pumping related to the PFAS issue. However, later in the fiscal year, staff received board approval to purchase 20,000 acre feet of water to put in the ground with the anticipation of a dry winter. And in addition, the district also purchased 3,000 acre feet of water this year that was budgeted for next fiscal year with the intention to avoid capacity charges. Our next slide. This is our general fund, which I had stated in the previous slide, which is our 21 cost centers in summary. And this is where you see the $4.3 million less than planned. And what I did is I highlighted the largest three departments that consisted of this amount. First, beginning with our research development, they were $469,000 less than planned, or 22%. And this is primarily due to the professional services in our R&D PFAS study grant programs. They did not complete this year, and we'll see that next year, getting completed on next year's budget. Our water production is $904,000 less than planned. And throughout the year, we had unanticipated utility electrical price increases from our Edison and Constellation. So the staff had gone to the board and revised the budget. However, with the ending of the year, we actually trended in about $847,000 less than planned for those charges. And our hydrogeology is $835,000 less than planned. And we had about $642,000 of that amount is related to our professional legal and engineering fees for our South and North Basin litigations that came in less than planned for the fiscal year. Attachment C here is just our general, our departments in detail for your review. So I'll just go to the last slide here. Our last slide reflects our operating revenues budget to actual for the fiscal year. In total, our total revenues came out to $178.5 million. And our budget was $169 million, which gave us $9.5 million more than budget for the year. And our replenishment assessments were $2.8 million more than planned. And in our budget amount here, we budgeted 250,000 acre feet of groundwater pumping, and we actually came in about 5,000 acre feet higher at 255,000 acre feet. Our basin equity assessments were $3.4 million more than planned. And this is primarily due to our various coastal pumpers who were given a lower BEA to incentivize the additional pumping for the year. And our last item here is our property tax revenue. We actually budgeted $30.3 million, but we received $33.5 million. So we received $3.3 million. More than planned for the year. And that concludes my presentation. Any questions?
Thank you so much for your presentation. Board member, you have any questions or concerns? All right, I don't see any. So may I have a motion? Basically that we go to agenda for September 21st board meeting.
Yes.
Only receive and file. Yes.
Is Director Yeo moves the recommendation?
I'll second.
Thank you. So we have a motion and second to approve this item as recommended. Roll call vote, please.
Call Director Todd.
Yes.
Director Yeo.
Yes.
Director Nguyen.
Yes.
Director Rowe.
Yes.
Director Mendoza.
Yes.
That motion carries with 5-0.
Thank you. Next, California State University Fullerton Auxiliary Services Corporation for the Center for Geographic Research may have a staff report.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chairman. John Kennedy will introduce this item. I think John will introduce it. If not, I'll introduce it.
I was on mute. Sorry, Mike. good morning, Mr. Chair. We belong to the Cal State Fullerton Center for Demographic Research. We belong to the organization for about 24 years now. And they will be asking us next fiscal year to commit to another three years to belong to the organization. And so we've asked the director there, Deborah Depp, to come to the committee and just give the committee an update on what the organization is and give the committee a lot of details of what they do. And then we are recommending that we continue our membership and that we do commit to another three-year term. But with that, Deborah Depp is here and she has a detailed presentation to give to the committee. Deborah, are you ready?
Yes, good morning, everyone. Thank you. A little bit of technical difficulties this morning, of course, loading Zoom, needing to restart. So I apologize for that, but I am here. Thank you. Okay. So again, good morning again. And my name is Deborah Depp. I'm the director of the Center for Demographic Research here at Cal State Fullerton. In the presentation, we always include an acronym list because sometimes I digress into acronyms. So if you have any references, they are there just in case. I was asked to come speak with you about the CDR, our work, and how it fits in with what the Water District is doing. We know that the daily activities and mission of the Water District are focused on providing local water retailers with a reliable and quality water supply in an efficient, environmentally responsible manner. In order to do this, the district needs reliable and accurate data to estimate current and future water demand. And the CDR produces the uniform data set of projections that are used for population, housing, and employment for Orange County and in local and regional planning. It's really the reason why CDR was created. CDR was established in 1996 to fill a void after the county's bankruptcy. We are a nonprofit research center that's hosted by Cal State Fullerton. Before the Orange County bankruptcy, there was a group called the Forecast and Analysis Center that produced all of the demographic estimates and projections for the county. And without that group, there was no one producing that information. So multiple agencies throughout the county got together and pulled their money after departments in these agencies said, really, we need this information, what are we gonna do? Since the county couldn't take back that function while they were going through bankruptcy, through a series of events and connections to the university, the CDR was created at Cal State Fullerton, and we now perform those, create and produce those products the county used to. Our sponsors have changed over the years, but we now have 10 agencies that fund our workload. We have the County of Orange, the Transportation Authority, and the Toll Roads. All 34 cities contribute through OCOG. The Sanitation District, of course, the two water districts share a seat. We have SCAG, the Southern California Association of Governments, and LAFCO is a contributing partner at a lower tiered level, needing support and information, but it's really a prescribed and limited contribution and work product that they receive. We have two committees that provide oversight to CDR. We have our management committee that is made up of upper level staff or management from each of the sponsoring agencies. This committee oversees our budget, our work program, sponsorship contracts, and has final approval on our product distribution. Our technical committee is just that. It's a technical committee made up of technical staff from each of our sponsors. This group provides technical review of each product we produce before it's approved for distribution. And they also provide technical direction on methodologies and product development. Technically, we are not state employees, so we don't get a pension. We're not a part of PERS, but rather we are employees of the CSUF Auxiliary Services Corporation. The ASC is the nonprofit arm of Cal State Fullerton, and it handles all of the non-state monies that come onto campus. So the bookstore, the restaurants, and again, all grants and contracts, all money, non-state money that comes onto campus. And each center is housed by a college on campus, and we, our home, academic home really is the College of Humanities and Social Sciences. The purpose of CDR is to maintain a centralized single source of Orange County demographic information to produce a consistent and accurate set of small area annual population and housing unit estimates. We prepare the official demographic forecast for Orange County for a wide range of local, subregional, and regional applications, including the development of growth forecasts for Orange County that are used in state and federally mandated programs, including transportation, housing, and air quality requirements. We also provide technical support and monitoring of local and regional activities regarding this data to ensure our local jurisdictions and agency information is included in regional efforts to maintain local control, and to provide all of this, of course, in an efficient and cost-effective manner. The budget includes operating expenses and funding for 7 full-time and part-time staff in order to produce the core work product and services. The sales of our products to non-sponsors help offset printing costs. Sponsors are provided these at cost after the initial hard copies are provided to the agencies and their boards. Any surplus funds are put into a reserve equipment account to offset capital costs and large equipment purchases that are not included in the annual budget in order to keep costs down. In years where salary increases are available, these are only merit-based and do not include any CPI or COLA adjustments. I already mentioned we don't have a pension, but we do have a retirement program. And we are also able to take on additional projects funded by sponsors or non-sponsors. These fund additional staff and sometimes even include additional equipment depending on the scope of the work. And non-sponsors are charged a surcharge so that sponsors are not subsidizing non-participating agencies. And it is also to encourage those agencies to become sponsors. These are the contributions for the current fiscal year, and agencies have what we call sponsor seats on our management and technical committees. OCWD and MODOC share a sponsor seat. So between the two, there's only one voting member on each committee. MODOC sits on the management committee and OCWD sits on the technical committee, but that does not preclude either agency from participating in either committee or the discussions. As I mentioned earlier, OC LAFCO has a non-voting ex officio status on the committees and receives only specified work products. And Cal State Fullerton provides direct contributions back to CDR by paying a portion of the administrative assistant's salary and covering the office space rent. We have a number of core products and services that are developed under our MOU, and these include the Orange County projections I mentioned before, which is our long-range socioeconomic forecast. The population, housing, and employment estimates feed into that process. We have our annual progress report and quarterly facts and figures document. In the past several years, the last decade, we have added the annual boundary and annexation report and the housing activity reports. We process census data for sponsored geographies and maintain GIS mapping and support systems. We provide public information upon request within limits, but we maintain a web page and do various presentations for groups as it fits into our program. And we sit in on and monitor multiple sponsor committees, such as the OCOG TAC and Board, the SCAG's technical working groups, and other working groups and policy committees, and then the new Orange County Data Acquisition Partnership. The two major efforts this past year have been the disaggregation of the 2020 census data and the development of the 2022 Orange County Projections, or OCP. These two efforts included the disaggregation of the census data to our three special district sponsors, along with incorporating these three boundaries into the development of the projections data in order to create a more accurate projections data for those special districts. Because of the delay in the release of the census data due to the economic shutdowns in response to the pandemic, we had to combine the jurisdiction's review efforts, three separate review efforts into one this past year. The disaggregation of the 2020 census data into the census geography CDR uses, the 2019 base year population housing and employment estimates, and then the projection data from 2025 going out to 2030. In March, we met with all 35 jurisdictions and rolled out the draft projections data. We are currently taking the projections data through the final approval process, so we're almost completed with OCP 22. We published our annual progress report, which was pre-planned to be pushed out 6 months. So it was actually published in early 2022 so that we could incorporate the 2020 census data. We have our quarterly facts and figures, the housing activity reports, and the boundary and annexation report. And we've created the new benchmarked small area database that uses the 2020 census blocks as the base for this next decade and incorporated the 2021 and 2022 jurisdictional and sponsor boundaries. And the housing inventory system, which is our address level housing construction and demolition data set for Orange County, is continuing every 6 months. Though we reworked our work program to address the delays in the release of the census data, that same data set is used in redistricting efforts. And though we had requests from numerous agencies to assist in those efforts, a lot of non-sponsors really, we actually could only take on six because we needed to be mindful of our current deadlines and also make sure that we have the highest level of work that we produce within the MOU and to those additional agencies. So and this year was one of those ones we had to say no to a lot of folks, but it was nice to be asked and to still be able to help a lot of folks. This fiscal year, we will be completing the 2023 annual progress report, our quarterly facts and figures, housing activity and boundary and annexation reports. As I mentioned, OCP 2022 will be completed, and then we will also roll out that report and develop the corresponding modeling data set for OCT's A's traffic model. We, of course, will be updating our core geographic database and the annual housing construction database, along with our annual population and housing estimates. Our information services will continue, as well as we will provide responses to public requests for information, maintain our website, and work with SCAG and jurisdictions on any RENA allocations, exchanges that happen, and then processing additional Census Bureau data as it gets released next year. And then we will continue to host a sub-website for OCDAP, that data acquisition partnership that's now in cycle two. In summary, the benefits of participating and supporting CDR are really the participation of those sponsoring agencies in the CDR process and through the management and technical committees, access to GIS and all of the information that we have, demographic and socioeconomic information, including census data processing, continuation of the development of the unified set of projections data that's used consistently throughout Orange County planning, and that also goes into SCAG's RTPSCS, which is the same data set that water agencies need to be consistent with in their long-range planning. And with that, we've included, again, that expansion of that OCP data set to include the special district sponsors so we can have more accurate data projections for them. We provide the annual housing unit and population estimates for each special district sponsor, and then sponsors are also able to contract CDR with services paying that non-sponsor rate. So a summary of CDR, if you have any questions, please let me know. And I do know that there was a recommended action as well from staff.
Thank you, Deborah.
That was a good report. Really appreciate that. So any question from any, Director Rowe, please.
Yes, thank you, Deborah. I've always appreciated the work that the center has done for Orange County. I look forward to the annual reports that you provide. It's like one of the few pieces of paper I get in the mail nowadays from demographics. And I'd be appreciative of just getting an electronic copy in the future, trying to save the planet somewhat. I do use it as a reference. I find it very fascinating to me to see how different cities are. And I commend your work for doing that. I just have one, and I support this funding support. I have one question though, basic, what is the population of Orange County growth or decline? Could you share a simple explanation about that?
So within our current data set, the long range data set, is that what you're referring to? Or just yes. Orange County in general, the long range. Right now, what's being projected, and we're working with inputs for census data, Department of Finance, things like that, current and long-term assumptions on future population decline. We're looking at Orange County peaking around 2040-ish, because it's five-year increments, and then kind of leveling off at 2045 and starting to drop slightly in 2050. So from 2019 out to 2050, we're looking still at a long range growth of about 130,000, but it's definitely a much lower level of population increase than we've seen in the past.
Yeah, well, I just wanted to add that I also appreciated the work that you did on behalf of OCOG with the regional housing needs assessment, say mistakes in their assumptions about what additional housing we could do in Orange County. They really need a slap in the face for what they did. Thank you.
You're welcome. And to back to your first request, currently the annual progress report is not an electronic document. It's only a hard copy. It's a decision so far that the sponsors have made about distribution of the copies, but it's something that we will discuss, and I'll bring that back up to them.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Director Boulodet, please.
Okay, good morning, Deborah. Dennis Bilodeau here. I wanted to echo Director Rowe's comments. I always enjoy reading the progress report. I would like to say that I would like to receive it in an electronic format going forward instead. And because I got to imagine it's a fortune to print and distribute all those. And I think if you surveyed your sponsors, I can't imagine that they wouldn't feel the same way. So just hoping maybe you guys can go in that direction. It's a huge book. And when I get the new one, then I traditionally kind of get rid of the old one. And so that was my comment. So thank you very much.
We have a discussion. We're going to have a discussion on those products in November again at our next management meeting. So I will relay those comments.
Thank you. Chair Yeo.
Thank you, Chair Todd. Deborah, thank you again. I'm thinking along the line of thoughts as directors Rowe and Bilodeau. I save all these copies and I read them. They contain a lot of information. This copy is from 2005, dating back when you were an assistant director. So yes. I save them. But you know, going forward, it would be nice to have them in electronic format to be able to, save the planet and also be able to tap to the data more quicker. So thank you.
Thank you so much. So any other director have any other comment?
This is Director Mendoza.
Please.
Yes, Deborah, thank you for the very thorough and informative report. It was very nicely done. And I just want to echo my support for the electronic version and just keep up the great work that you're doing. It's very informative and we very much need it. Well, thank you very much.
Okay, Thank you. Next item we have monthly.
Actually, Mr. Chair, I would like to move the staff recommendation.
Oh, okay.
I'll second.
Thank you. We have a motion and second to approve this item. Roll call, please.
Roll call, Director Tonya.
Yes.
Director Yeo.
Yes.
Director Nguyen.
Yes.
Director Rowe.
Yes.
Director Mendoza.
Yes.
That motion carries with 5-0.
Thank you. Next, we have informational item, monthly cash disbursement report.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chair. The information is contained in the packet.
Thank you. So I'm going to have all the items to be agendized in the consent calendar for September 21st board meeting. Is that all right?
Yes.
Okay. Right. Any announcement report from any director? I see none. How about our general manager?
Nothing to report, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. Meeting is now adjourned. Thank you.
Have a great day, everyone.
Yes, you too.
Thank you.